that idea of responding energetically to your audience. And it's not just when you're reading scripts, it's when you're delivering any kind of material to a live audience. You'd probably even do it over the phone, but it takes really energetically subtle skills to feel your audience when you can't see them. But when you can see people, it's quite extraordinary to notice if you're ever in an audience, particularly if you're not the speaker, it's a really nice thing to practice watching. Look around the audience and just notice what's happening in the room in terms of people's energy. And people's energy will vary throughout the room. Sometimes the speaker has the whole room in the same energy. The whole room is really excited, or the whole room is really alive, or the whole room is really awake, or the whole room is really emotional. But sometimes there are pockets of energy in a room which are separate from the rest of the group. So sometimes there are people with very powerful energy fields who, for example, might get really emotional and start crying. And what I've observed is that the people around them start crying and the people around them start crying. And it's like a ripple comes out of this one person's energy field and resonates through that whole section of the room. And then I've seen it with one person gets really sleepy and starts to doze off, and the person next to them nods off, and the person next to them nods off, and the person next to them nods off. And so it's just a really interesting thing to start to play with. I'm not going to go into it in great detail now because we don't have time to do any exercises on that in this particular course. But if any of you continue on with coaching, or if I run, you know, further workshops and courses down the track, we can go more into details of energy, of audience energetics. But it really is incredibly fascinating to watch that. And once you've started to watch it and notice it, then you can start to learn techniques to manage it, to send energy to those areas of the room, to bring the whole group back together energetically. But the first step is to just start noticing it. So I just want to put that idea out. The next time you're sitting in an audience, especially if you're on the sides or the edges, or if you happen to be one of the people working on the team who's around the edges of the audience, looking at them, just start to watch what's happening energetically to people's moods, their energy levels, their levels of engagement, and start to notice who are the people in the room who influence that.